are at Simon Tov Lametes, Sif Aleph, Sif Katan Gimel. So a case where there was, the scenario was there was nine piles of matzah and one of chametz. And an achbar took one of the items, but we don't know whether he took chametz or matzah. So the Shulchan Aruch said that you have to go back and be boidik. Now, if the kikar was small enough, that's possible that he ate the whole item, so then he does not have to be boidik again. Shura says, why not? Talid and lahakal, the havi sveik sveika, we have a situation of a sveik sveika. First of all, shemen notol matzah. It's possible that what the achbar took was matzah, not chametz. And even if when you tell me that he took was chametz, Shema Achola, possibly he ate the Akbar, ate the whole amount. So that means a Sekseka is going to be Matarit. Sekseka works on a Deraisa level. So even if it's a situation where there's no Bittul and we're dealing with a Deraisa responsibility, a Sekseka would be Matar. That you're not mechiv dibodik. So that's what the Rambam says. V'yeshdeyas b'achrenim im gamma mechaber moedel lezeh oloy. There's an argument amongst achrenim whether the Shulchan Aruch agrees with this halacha. But with the dinah, but halacha l'maisa yeshdeyas mechal hakros haramah b'protus kishabitlos. The Chok Yaakov says in a situation where a person was bought was mevatel, you're dealing with the Rabbanim, for sure you can rely on the Surah of the Rambam. Obviously, if you have an option to do bittul, it would be proper to do bittul, not rely on the sveik sveika. Now, there's an interesting question over here in Hilchos Sveik Sveika. So, sveik sveika, you know, we're familiar with the idea that we have what's called a sveik sveika, which means we have a suffik if you have a suffik. That's basically how it's translated. It's written in the sveik sveika. The Rambam makes in Yodei Siman Kuf Yud, he goes through some criteria of a Sveik Sveika, and the Shach goes through more. The other he says that since Sveik Sveika is so complicated, the person should never make a Sveik Sveika on his own because you never know you're going to get it right. So even more uses Sveik Sveika here and there, but you know, Halacha Lamaisa, the Shach is not so excited about a person using it.
After a Schlissel?
For what?
Any of this?
What?
Key only for the outside.
I don't even have a key for the outside anymore. Sorry.
Hello, Dr. Haber.
Hi.
So the Ramos says that one of the definitions of a Sveik Sveika is that they have the two Sveik Sveikas have to become, we have to become aware of the two Sveik Sveikas. They have to happen simultaneously. It means I have a situation where a question is presented to me, and immediately there are two questions of how to define it. But a situation where question A occurs before question B, so the Rambam says over there in Yeridaya, the law is that I have to be machmer. They have to look at it as first question A was presented, and I decided question A, some of the rice, so the chomer, I decided it already. Now a new question comes, I'm not matzah. I have a new question. I'm Yisrael the Raisa. I have to be Matar. In case where both questions happen simultaneously, then I can be Mekel based on the Sveik Sveik. So over here, the question is, did the Akbar take Matzah or Chometz? It's question number one. And then, once it went inside, maybe he ate or... So the two questions do not happen simultaneously. So the Mogherom asked the Kash over here, how can the Ramor rely on the Sveik Sveik? Look, it's not happening simultaneously. So the Mogherom says that since... We're talking about over here the case was that happened before the Zman Isser. So there's no Isser yet till you get to the sixth hour on the Erev Pesach. At that point in time, already I have two Sveikas. I have suffix number one is whether it took Brodin Matzah or not, and number two, maybe an Eder or not. So that's already, by the time I get to the actual question where the Isser is involved. Well, I passed an Isser already. I didn't pass an Isser yet. It's not an Isser yet. So I'm standing there just in my Vedika, and all of a sudden I look out and I see the Akbar stepping in. And I can't say, oh, I passed an Isser. There's not Isser in this house yet. So that's why he says over here there would not be a problem of. Okay. I, I can't pass an issue when I see it, because when I see it, it's still not the Zman Issue yet. Okay. So that might be one of the reasons why the Shulchan Aruch possibly does not agree to the Seik Seik.
Excuse me.
Okay. Dalit. So the Mechash Shulchan Aruch presented the idea of Kol Kavua Kemechza Mechza Dami. So the scenario was, I had 10 distinct piles, 9 of them of matzah, one of them of chametz. I deal with it as a 50-50 question. Now, if the piles got mixed up and they're not distinct anymore, sulo mikra kavua, that's not called kavua. Kavua has to be that each we're starting with items which are distinct and stationary to start with, and I have matzah here, I have chametz here, and matzah, chametz, very clear, distinct, etc. It's all mixed up and confused. Then there's no dinner kuh anymore. Kimish and oimer chametz, if they answer, the chametz is not now the set up distinct separately by itself. I mean, perish a kikar. If the scenario was that the kikar left from the group, and then the achra took it. Davkish kishlo perish from the fenenu. So, but the Mishabura says, "And hey, it's only if we didn't see it leaving. Again, if we saw it leaving, our question started: which pile did it come from? So that means that our question started in the kviyas, in the piles, in the distinct piles. So that's a problem of would still be a problem of kol kavua. But if it first was perash, and then the achra took it, so then you say call the parsh miruba parsh." Okay. Now, so remember, so the Shulchan Aruch scenario it gave was that not the way some achronim say it, that the achra took it, I just didn't see it, but rather the scenario was that it was in a pile, the something moved it out of the pile, and then the achra took it from there. That's the scenario that the Shulchan Aruch gives. So that's there's first an act of prisha, and then there is an act of the achra taking it, as opposed to the achra taking it from the pile, which if I know that's what happened, even though I didn't see it, some say that's still called kol kavua. Making sense? Yeah. Miruba parish. Chavokam elisim chal zeh raklinyan shein sorach lachzer believe the kabayis afil lobitum. But this is only going to allow the person not to do another bedikah. But you're not going to say, listen, and, you know, they all look the same. The matzah looks the same. The chametz looks the same. They all look the same. You can't tell what's what. So since you can't tell what's what, they all look the same. So I have a dinner of porish, and it's mutar to eat. No, we're not going to eat it. Now this is mechugs rishonim actually. That the Tosis and this is a Gemara Pesachim and Daftes. Tosis says the worst talking about eating. Rashi says the worst talking about Bedikah. So the Chredim are passing like Rashi that will rely on this argument that Meruba Porish, and therefore we're not worried about that. We're worried it's not Chometz, it's Matzah, you know, for the Bedikah. But eating it, if you'd find it, that way you should not rely on the Roiv. Now, even though Mira Raisa, you could. In a rice, Roy would be permitted, but Mirabonim, they do not want you to rely on Roy. Okay. Shnei Tziburim. Echad shel chametz, echad shel matzah. We have two piles. One pile is chametz, one pile is matzah. And again, their matzah and chametz look the same. So it would not be obvious to tell. Shnei batim, and there's two houses. Echad bodek, echad shenu bodek. One house already has damadik, one house is not. Avo shnei achbarim, came two rats. Zenot to chametz, zenot to matzah. One took from one pile, one took from the other pile. When you do a leizabayis nichnas zeshenot to chametz, which house did the rat which took the chametz go into? Did it go into the
not Baruch House, which then the case, nothing, no problem. It went to the Baruch House and they have to do a new bedikah. Okay, one scenario. Or you have two houses which are baruch. So you have one pile of chametz only. Came and took from the chametz, and it went into one of the houses. You don't know which house it went into. He knew that it went into one of the houses. And the nichlas achrav, he went in, followed after the achrav, went into the one of the houses. Ubadak b'le motzei klum. So he followed the achrav and he could not find it. Osher b'le tzas me'bayis. So motzei kikker, he found the kikker. He doesn't recognize the kikker necessarily. That's the one from the pile. So in all these scenarios, ain't no tzarach lots of a livdik. So the Shulchan Aruch says all these scenarios you do not need to do a new bedikah. Kachem divrei Rambam. This is all quote from the Rambam. But the poskim indicated, but the Rambam says that the poskim paskin not like this Rambam. Okay, so let's see in the Mishnah Berurah what's going on. So the first scenario is you have two houses, one which is baruch, one which is not baruch. Two piles, one which is chametz, one which is matz. Two achborim, one takes the other, and they go into one of the houses. So it'd be great if the chametz would go into the non-baruch house, right? That'd be great. That would solve our problems. So we had this idea before, if you remember. We had before. We found the case where the achbar went into the house, which is baruch, and you found the kikar. So you do not need to do bedika because you're toila lahakel. We can rely on that. Probably this is how it happened. That's only heter with the rabbonis, right? The rabbonis we use as a concept of tliyah. So we're going to send something over here also. Mari sukat zayin. The case was they did bittul already. You do not need to do a nubadika because you're toila that the chometz went into the house which is not baruch. Okay. So now, you do have to explain. We just have the Sif Aleph. We didn't say this. Well, Sif Aleph, there was 10 piles. It took from one of them and went Vada into this house. Question: what did it take? Right. But I know Vada. There was a kines into this house. Something. In this scenario, I don't know for sure that there was that. You know that. I have a taliya that the chometz went into the other house. There's another place where it possibly could have went to. Reliance, okay. The word teller means to literally means to hang.
Right.
Now the Rambam quoted in a case where it was small enough they might have eaten it. So now you have a sveika. Maybe what came in was matz, and even what came in was chametz. Maybe it was eaten. Now the second scenario was you have two houses which are baruch, and an achmer took chametz and went into one of them. So again, each one has a taliyah. It went into the other guy's house. Reuven says, well, it's their bonon, so we tell it went into Shimon's house. Shimon says, well, we tell it went to Reuven's house. Right? So if Reuven comes and asks the shayla, we say, listen, Reuven, no problem. Shimon comes and asks the shayla, we say, okay, Shimon, no problem. Reuven and Shimon walk in together and say, what do we do? So what happens over there? So the Gemara says this is the concept. There's a case of the Gemara like this. So this is going to rely also. We're combining this with the concept called chazaka. So this house is a cheskas baruk. You want to know that something changed the status of, well, the rule is by chazaka. We assume the status quo until we know otherwise. So the Gemara gives, the Gemara connects this case to a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Sefer Taharas. Actually, there is two paths. Shnei Shvilin. There was two paths, and we know for sure that there was a mace buried under one of the paths in such a way it's perpendicular to the path that you cannot walk down the path without becoming tummy. Reuven walks down path A. Shimon walks down path B. Now they want to go into the Beis Hamikdash, or they want to eat truma, right? So Reuven comes and says, listen, what's my status? He said, listen, you're the Cheskas Tahara, you're Chazaka, that you're Torah, so we know for sure that you're Tommy, you're still Torah. Good. Shimon comes and asks the Shalom and says, well, you're the Cheskas Tahara, you're Torah. Reuven and Shimon come together and ask the same question at the exact same time. So the Gemara says, you can't pass the Torah. Because there's no way you can tell both of these guys you're both Torah. That's when Reuven walks in by himself, you know, I can pass it because it's possible that he's Torah. And he has a chazaka. He's Torah. Shimon, Torah. Right? Both together, you have a problem. It's a vada sheker when you say both are Torah. Comes over here and says this. I feel in both shneim lishom abasachas. I mean, the cholecha, the einoy tzarach lots of belief. Over here, you know, you can tell me that you do not need to do b'dika again. The winner cholecha achas kosher shu show your bodik. Each house has its cheskas bodik. Umari kishepitzel. The einoy seker drabonah. But this is only in conjunction with the fact you're dealing with a suffered drabonah. The case of the tomb was in the rice. Over here, the one in the rabbanon we make. Okay. Valzeh Mesayim Ramah, the Mesamah, the Maskanas of Pesim, and okay. That, they say, no, that's not true. The Filu, Bittel, even the case where you did Bittel, it's the Rabbanon, Lamahani El Kishabo, Lishal Bezacher Zeh. Beloved Basachas, in the case of Basachas, you can't be Mekel, the Kiva, the Vadi, Nicholas Chometz, the Baisach Mehem, and we know for sure the Chometz went into one of the houses. Yashal Atirma Basachas, El Tzarek Lachs, and Lilith. So if they both come together, they both come together, so we're going to have to tell both you have to do Badik again. We can't use the Chazaka in that scenario because it's the Vadi Shek. See, if they would come separately, each one would get ahead of
them. Even if Reuven saw Shimon on walking on his way out,
doesn't either
in line.
Okay. Now the Shartzian in Tess, can want to be in this scenario, and the kicker was small enough that could be possibly be consumed. Okay. So he says, take a look at the tour, because this was the idea of Achila was the case of the tour. The tour introduced the idea that something maybe was eaten. So on that, the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, which is and the Hagos from the Maralach, were all on the tour. So the Maralach says that we're Mekel. That scenario. In case of Bittel, we're Mekel over there. And the Darkei Moshe says no, we're Machmer. He said, why we're Machmer? Because when they come to Basachas, so I have to pass in both the Isser. I can't use the suffix of maybe Ada, because I mean, that's all, and as I deal with it as if there's only, I deal with it as that I have a Vada responsibility. So the suffix Achila can't take away the Vada responsibility. That's what he holds. Okay. Now, the third scenario, the Shulchan Aruch gave four scenarios. One is two piles, two houses, one baduk, not baduk. One is one pile, two houses, both baduk. Okay. Third is that he knows that it went into one of a specific house, and he followed it in and didn't find anything. Keep looking. So he said, no, you don't have to. Rami said, does that feel a bit shalai bitzel? If you check the Yudabadika, we assume you did the Yudabadika properly. You can't find it. It must be that it ate it. So that have the Loretza. Now, possibly you would have to do a bitzel again. Last case was you found it, you don't recognize it. So you're allowed to assume that that's the one that which came in. So he says, yes. You have to do a bitzel in the whole house. He walked in and found the things. Oh, great, Baruch Hashem. Maybe the one that the Acher brought in was somewhere else. You have to do a full bedikah, and this one you found is something else. This opinion over here, which is saying, if you found that you can be Mekel, you assume that's the one, that's even a case of Loi Bitzel. Tliyas work by the rabbanans. So, in other words, once that he started out with the house, which is a baruch, the achmer went in with a kikar, that creates a din of a chesed and a baruch on the house. Then you find something. Oh, that's it, I've solved the problem. Well, by the rabbanans, you make a tliyah, not by the raisins. So there's no bitul. To give the rice to do bitul to do bedika, you can't assume that's the one. Abul bitul certainly the kolabai stuff. Vizal nichlo b'mashir simer ramo, but maskalas apaisi main okay. That's what the Ramah says. We don't pass them like this Rambam. Vidal the chol mashir k'sav the b'sim said that loy miklin and ella b'shabitul kishabitul. We allow you to go now and do a bittul, and thereby not do bedikah. It's loved after the case where you did bittul prior, and then this happened. The problem happened. So at the moment that the problem happened, you say, "Well, it's an abundance. Let's be making." But even a scenario where it happened already, and then you're mevatel. You make it into a drabona, well, then you can be made. So that's it. That's true. That's going to be mutter to do that. Excuse me. So the Mishabur Yudalev. I was going to suppose some anal case. Remember, the Mechaber had four cases. The Ramos says the person passed on not like this. What is this? All four cases? Etc. So. Way the Mishabura explained it, Mishabura Tzivkot and Ches said the Torah argues in case number 2. Mishabura Tzivkot and Yud said the Torah argues in case number 4. Okay. But Fima Shin Spar Leel, Ainer Ramo, Kerlik El Al Din Zeho Akron, while Din Tzibur Echot Shalchomets, Meidu Lezabach Nifnes. So the Ramo is only arguing two of the four cases. The case of the two houses, one baduk, not baduk, the first case, and there was bittul, and the question, which one did it go into? One of chametz, one of matzah, the yotela, everybody gives to that. Even the Torah. Case number 2, where you have two houses which are baduk, and the achmer went in one of the two houses, the Torah is machmer. Case number 3 is, you went in and you found that there's nothing there, you're not going to give the check again and again and again until you find it. The Torah agrees to that. Case number 4, where you went and you found the kikar, and you want to assume that's the one, the Torah argues on that. So cases 1 and 3, the Torah agrees to. Cases 2 and 4, the Torah argues on. Gimel. Hiniach tisha kikaris. Chometz. Umotza asar. You put down, you. Now again, the case number wasn't that you went out like we do and then put it out. I mean, the person maintained he had for himself places where he was storing chometz. So he left in his house 9 kikaros of chametz. He comes back and he finds 10. He doesn't recognize them. So that's not good, right? So, Sarach Lidduk Acher called Tisha, you have to go look for another 9. You have to question, this 10 that you found were not the original 9. I know I left my 9 somewhere in the house, I remember put it away. 9 somewhere in the house, I find 10, these aren't the ones. I gotta go find those 9. Obviously, if you left 10, you only found 9. So you gotta look for at least 1, right? 1 for sure missing. Well, Sarach Lidduk Acher called Tisha, you have to look for all 10. Because again, maybe these 9 are not those 10. Especially you found 9 of the 10. You found 9, and there's another 10 somewhere out there. That which you left has been taken and moved around the house somewhere by whatever. These are different ones. Okay, now, it comes with Yesh Armin. The Tosa says the Hani Mili b'kishur miyachad. The case was that the 9 or 10 were a bundle. So I find 9 and not 10. I don't say, listen, you know, really this was the original 10 and one got loose and the rest and the other ones remain. I say, no, these 9 which are bundled together are one package, and there's a package of 10 out there somewhere else, or vice versa. A scenario where they're not tied together. So then I'd like to say that these 9 that I found are 9 of the 10. There's only one more missing. Okay, now this Yeshurim is going on the second case. Where you left 10, you found 9. Yud Beis, Mishmar Yud Beis, Katan Yud Beis. Sarach Lidduk, but Rabbi and Hani Achrini, these are other new ones. She's your Acher, Vim Shkam. How did another one get here? Someone else brought it in. Well, Kim and Shem Akir doesn't recognize that. So you have to be worried that he brought in not 1, but he brought in 9 and 10. And your original 9 is somewhere else. Bahanach Tisha Sheniach, Chuldes Grorum, weasels moved them around. They were moved to somewhere else in the house by animals. So Lidduk Achareim. I feel a bit of a kind of, even a case where the bits are even quicker than check. Okay. You're giving a mashinich nitzel. Gam zeh, I feel a bit of a kind of. And the same thing in the case where you left 10 and found 9. Even a case of bit. Yeah, sure, you dial it, a safer coin. Go back on the second case, you left 10 and found 9. That if the Kshurim Yachad, they're attached, the Vadim Misha Lekochem, the Lekochem Kulam. So whoever took the whole package. So you left 10, found 9. We say what happened is those 10, which are attached together, are all taken away and moved somewhere else. You've got to look for all the 10 of them. What are these 9 which are here? These are new ones. And your 10 are out there somewhere. Well, you got to do Radiku, because once they're out there somewhere, I don't know what happened to them. Maybe they were hidden by Kitanim. Anything's possible. You have to do a full-fledged Radiku. But in case of the Nakhtrim Yachad, in Sarach Lidduk, Sivkot Tazayin, Bechay Poskel Kredim, they pass on like the Ramal, you do not need to do Radiku. She'll only look for one more. Alachara. The meaning Sarak Echa Nito. Rechem Nishav and Mekam. One was, one only, there's 10. Now there's 9. One was moved, and you got to go find that other one. Meaning the Hokkab is the Elokish Bitzel or Sheyesho Zodan Levata. This is, you're allowed to rely on the second sheet of the Yemekel, the Sarah where there was Bitzel. When you have Tisha Watz, Asura, in case you left 9 or found 10. There ain't nafkim in a bain shiniach atisha makusher umotza ata asara makusherim shiniach nifrod umotza echo noisavaleh. There we do not differentiate between the two, whether they're attached or detached. You have to look for the 9, because the fact is, once you know the one more came in, You have to question more that this whole thing was a new round. Dalid, he near comments was of a zoy, of a sacheris, sarach lasa benivda. If you know that you left it in this place and you find it in a different place, you have to worry that something moved it. So once something moved it, maybe there's other parts, things that are moved to other places. So the whole bedikah has become null and void. You can't start lots of lifting. It's a bias kula. The shem of comments are maybe this is a different comments. A rishon told it cotton or achra or yichum okamah.
Why is that better?
Okay. So you have to question that what you found is not really those again. It's not the same one.
Why don't we just say maybe he didn't remember where he left?
That's a possibility. It's also possible the other way around. So we have to mark. Shows because once you're done with the to Rabbanon, the Kibbush of Benikah, whom we did reserve to live in the Alkosh, is now a comment. Again, we'll use the dinner of Taliyah, some stam, this is really that comment. So, once you're done with the case where there was Bittul, so you're done with the dinner of Rabbanon, we'll use the idea of Taliyah. So, I know there's some comments here. This is I found the comments. I can be told that that was the comments that I left. And therefore, I don't have to check the rest of the house. Okay.
So he actually recognized it.
What?
So he found the one. He recognized it. Suddenly he recognizes it.
No, but he recognized it. So that.
But the Russian, it sounds like.
I understand what you're saying, yeah. Okay. That's a good question. Okay, Simon Tov Lamatess is behind us. Lamatess, a little more challenging. Okay. Simon Tov Mem. See, here we deal with the issue of Chomet Shoshal Eli Yehudi Shehufkar Etz Yisrael. So Yisrael is taking responsibility for items of Chomet of a non-Jew or even of a Jew, another Jew. So who has responsibility for the dinner by your Rabbi Motze? The first Mishnah Berurah on here is its way of introduction to the Siman first. Okay. Imhu. The Torah says, "Sorlo yibotzim v'teichem." You should not have any sore, any leavened item in your house. Period. Masha filu hasore and shaloi legamri. Gamkin also, even if it's not yours at all, you can't have sore in your house. Gamkin also min haTorah. So that's what one pasuk indicates. Miu al kaponim marik shekibul abakai. So the case was that was not so that you had some. It wasn't yours, but you had responsibility for it. V'achshrei kroa to shaloi ayeri. So the Torah considered it yours. Because the Bekana Ba'amba Shaloi Bechrayis Lekei Surah Lahashas. If it's the Goy's comments and you have no responsibility on it, there's no ways of having it in your house. Can it seem Kroah Kirina Loyer Lechoa? But Hashina, the word Lechoa means Shachoa. It can't. It's only a problem if it's yours. He has a Roy. I want a Roy Shalacher. If it's somebody else, meaning a Goy, it's not a problem. So you have a steering to the Kupsaka. One person says, I don't care whose it is, it can't be in your house. One says, it's only if it's yours, it's a problem. Two more answers. The difference is if you accept the responsibility or not. So even though it's not yours, but if you're responsible for it, then you have to be. Then you can't have it in your rishus. So now, how much responsibility is called responsible? You have to level of a shomer chinam, which is responsible for the case it was a pshia. A shomer sachar is chayiv and gneiva veda. A shoyel who's chayiv and all. Potential damages, that's what Chogaz Mishra. What level of responsibility you have to have. Okay. Comes the Shulchan Aruch. Ena Yehudi Shehifkat Chemsel Eitzi Yisrael. A goy which was mafkat, he pointed at the Jew as the keeper of his chometz. Imuchai Bachar Yusay Begirei Baveda. If he's responsible for the damages, if it's stolen or lost, the Jew is responsible for these to reimburse the goy if this chometz is stolen or lost. So that's the level of responsibility we're talking about. Benchu Homokam Rishu. So whether it's in your house or any other area of your property. Chayim Levara. So that's that. Now it's called, it's yours. Because this Chometz has a significance to you. If it gets lost, you're going to pay for it. If it gets stolen, you're going to pay for it. So this Chometz, in a certain sense, represents money for you. So in some ways, it's considered yours, and therefore it's a key of beer. I go. The Filo Chazar, Mifkira Biyad, and Yehudi Acher, even the Jew now gave it to a different voice. Listen, I can't keep this Chometz in place. I have to give it to you to hold it. Yeah, but you can't take your own chometz and give it to the goy to hold for you on Pesach. So this is considered your chometz. Regardless of this, about your Rebbe Motzah, since you're responsible for it, and it represents money for you. If something happens, it's going to cost you money. So this chometz represents something of value to you. So even if it's sitting out by a different goy, you can't be at the loaner, you're at the loaner. Right? But if it's in by a third person, a second goy, but your chometz is a second goy, you have to beer on it. Okay. Comes along the second opinion and says, you don't need to be chayim and give a veda to have this din that's considered yours. But you're only like a shemachina, which is chayim and pshiyim, still chayim levara. You should mechiv to destroy it. Okay, now take it a step further. That's the case where the person assumed responsibility for the item. They made a kinyan, he's mechayev himself responsibility. A filo im enol chayev achar yusa b'din. Scenario wasn't that he was mechayev halachically responsible for the item. El shidei shen yehudi is an alom. The Eni Yehudi is a strong person. And he's going to use strong arm tactics against you. And if anything happens to it, you're going to have to pay. So, you know that the guy comes and says, Joe, watch this comments. Now, you don't accept the responsibility. He puts it down and walks out. You know, he's going to come back, it's gone, he's going to make you pay for it. I didn't accept the responsibility for it, but the reality is this comments now represents money for me. So I'm chayv to be buyer. V'yesh cholkim. Some say that's not so. Since you still did not accept responsibility, that's not considered that you're responsible for it. Okay. Tremendous amount of mishnah over here. So cut now if we did. So Mechaber doesn't bring the third opinion. The third opinion in the Gemara is that he's only considered a yours in a situation where it'd be like a shoyal, chayv and oloinsin. Okay. Beis chayv b'chir yusa. Mari kashikibul avakrayis behedja b'kadam yodol. The case of the chayv is talking about a case where the person did an actual kinyan. He did a kinyan sutter. In the case of these, he has responsibility for the damages. Okay. Just accepting it. In other words, by Jew, he is an item, and I start watching, and he pays me. I'm a Sharma Sacher. I'm going to do a Kenyan. He simply spoke out that I'm doing this Maisa Kenyan in order to Makai myself responsibility for Ganeva Levi. Otherwise, he would not automatically be responsible. If the law of the land is that a person was held responsible for Gneva Veda, even without doing a separate Maisa Kinyan, anytime I undertake to watch an item, I get responsibility for Gneva Veda. From the time you became a Shemer, Afloy Kinyan, Nami Havi Bishus of the Israel, it's called the Bishus of the Jew. So this case is obviously better than the case of the strong-armed guy. If this is the law of the land, that But a person becomes a shomer, he doesn't have to get chayfer gnev aveda. So you are considered chayfer gnev aveda. He said, "This is true. Whether it's in the person's." But the case is that the person is a shomer. In other words, he has responsibilities to actually go and watch it and protect it, etc. You can have theoretically a case where I'm an insurance company, and I'm not doing any. I have no responsibility of shmira on that. But I have to pay if it gets lost. So I started Rheingold's insurance company. I started Katz's insurance agency. Somebody comes in, and he wants to insure. He has, this very large shipments of chametz, which he's storing, and he wants to take insurance out of it. Overpays it. So great, So here I am. If it gets stolen or lost, I have to reimburse it. So I'm responsible for the value of the chametz. That's not so. Because I never took responsibility for the item. I just said I'll reimburse you for the damages. So I don't have any responsibility for the item. The shomer has responsibility to watch it, with the fact that if something happens, he has to reimburse. But he's taking responsibility for the actual item of itself. Whereas over the scenario we're discussing right now, I have no responsibility. I have no responsibility to protect and maintain the item. I just said if something happens, I'll pay you money. We're gambling. Right? I'm gambling something will happen to the chametz, and you'll pay me a premium and I'll win. You're gambling that if something happens, I'll lay out all this money. And so we made a wager on that table. It's not my table. I can't say it's mine. I could have made a wager on it. It's mine.
Okay. The damages are going to be the full value.
Give me the full value. Okay, so we said whether the chometz is in the Jew's house, whether it's any place for Shusa, Chomak and Shusa, Gimel. Now, Bafilo, Hisker, or Hisholoi, Mokum, if they answer. So the guy comes to the Jew and said, "Listen, I would like you to hold on to this chometz for me, be responsible for the chometz." And the Jew says, "You know what? That corner is yours. You can use that corner. It's now totally yours. We make a kinyan. I give the guy the right to use the corner." He lends him or rents out that corner. Somewhere in the house or in the chotzer. Now, if the Jew is responsible for watching it, and if something happens, he's responsible to pay. So it's the Jew's chometz sitting in the. It's back again. The Jew's chometz sitting in the goy's room. Kamel and Skiris look on. I'm sorry. He says because we all that Skiris doesn't take away my ownership totally. You can't have Ray Munach chometz in Beis Hashem. It's still in my house. Okay. So the Gemara actually represents this question, the case where I rent a house to a goy, which I can't rent a house to a goy, can't rent a building to a goy if I know he's going to bring a Avodah Zorah into it. Because the old Skiris Lakanya, it still is in her mind. There's an issue of having a Avodah Zorah in my possession. And I know he's going to bring in a Avodah Zorah, so I can't rent out this property to him, knowing he's going to bring it in. So Lachara, who again, if I own a property and I have a Jew who's going to bring chametz into it, who's renting it for me, I have a non-from Jew who's renting property for me. So according to this Mishnah Berurah that he presents it, that we say Skiris Lakanya, so I have a problem. I have chametz in my rishus and basic. So you've created a situation which is problematic by doing that. Okay. Now, Mishnah Berurah looked at this, but You did not destroy it. You left it. You held on to it. There's an opinion that holds that it's not your property, i.e. by giving it a special place and saying it's mokum, even though you have responsibility for it, you're not going to everybody by your motzi. So but Yavah will tell you that the chometz is not also after Pesach. Remember, the Isser was built on the pasuk of Sir Lo Yimotzei Bebotechem. So we darshan out Lo Yimotzei means it shouldn't be. It means it's available. Being Motza means it's accessible, usable, etc. So if you put it in a place where it's Yuchan Mokum, it's not in your Mokum, so even though I was marba that I have Achrayas on it, which makes it as if it's, I don't need that, it should be mine totally, but it has to be at least a state of Motzui, and that's not considered Motzui. So if at least in the B'di'evit, in case there's left over after Pesach, I'll be Mekel, I can use the comments.
So the term of Buddha says, this is their interpretation of the location of the Mokum.
Therefore, you can eat it, you can have an offer, etc. Now, he said, bring later on a machloikis. If Bechal is a din of chomets shavu lepesach in this scenario, period. So, but even according to the opinion, there is a din of chomets shavu lepesach. If I have a goyis chomets in my rishus with a krayis, this means I'm using it after Pesach. But that's only if it's in my mokum. But if I'm a yach and mokum for it, or put it somewhere else, it's not my mokum. So then you say, it would not be a problem after Pesach. So what do you need to do to create yichud mokum? Your miyach and mokum, you designate a place for it. Yichud mokum mikri kishem yach and loy bifonov bayis echer oizovis besech besech beskiris abishel. He gives them a place. Says this room, this house, this corner is yours. They do a kinyan of either renting it or borrowing it for that purpose. That's called yichud mokum. Al kibum amet pikanu b'li yichud mokum. If at the time we got to pikanu, did not designate a place. And then you said, you know what? I'm keeping it in this corner. But you're not arranged that with the owner.
I need to work for
Hashem, right?
Personally,
for myself. Why? The Shema, Ha'akum, Enochom, Chopetz, see, even when you put something around it to block access to it, you don't know that the Goy agreed that this should become its Mokum, and he wants maybe it should be under your direct supervision and not in a corner. So you cannot give it a status of a corner unless you agree to it up front. So Chayav Levavre. So Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean? B'shoshi gives mana beer. You may not akum kan sheikh zero loy. You should give back to the guy. He says, listen, I can't keep it for you anymore. So now comes this mana beer, and he's not available. I tried, I couldn't find him. So now you're mechuv to destroy it. You'll pay the consequences. Okay, so good. So now, as much as you're considering in mind, let me do bittul. Let me sell to the goy. I'll sell all my chametz together. This chametz, which is not considered my collateral responsibility for, to a different goy. Yes, yes, my friend. How can you sell something which is not yours? So, or how can you have vowels something which is not yours? That's the summer mach. Many are machmer, and many are mekel. Gives you a full list. It's the first time you've probably seen the Mishnah Berurah quote a Steich Emet. It's the first time you've probably seen the Mishnah Berurah quote a Steich Emet. right?
You
find interspersed amongst the Mishaburas, every time he quotes contemporaries. Not very common. There's one place where he quotes Lor Sameach. Bir Lochim, in Chazar Rosh Hashanah, he quotes Lor Sameach. He quotes the kids of Shulchan Aruch in Hillel Shabbos twice. They were contemporaries. Sechem was also contemporary. He quotes the Sechem. Okay, now Vidas Morgan Rom, Shekhan Aleph. Yes, Shekhan. Morgan Rom says, "I have a solution." Now is where the Mechaber passes. She asked if you have kiddo, biyad achum akar. So the Ramos said, if Goy A gives it to me, I take a chrys, and I give it to Goy B to hold, I'm still in trouble. The Morgan Rom argues. So now, it's come, it's mana beer, and the Goy's not around to give it to. And I possibly, maybe I can't sell it, I can't be mevatel, I'm stuck. No, give it to a different Goy. I, the Ramos said, that's no good. The Morgan Rom says, it's good. And the Eitzah is that the Morgan of Rome, that guy will not take responsibility of Gnei Beveda. So it's not just I'm sitting by him, he's going to be a Shomer. So he took over my responsibility of Gnei Beveda. So maybe even the Ramah should agree to that. Sell the chomets to a goy, sell the house away to somebody else. That's an error. Okay. Hold on. Okay.